Here we are with our final video in our series, Thursdays Through Ruth. Last week, Randy explained the significance of the genealogy at the end of the book of Ruth and told us that Boaz was a needed and able kinsman redeemer for Naomi and Ruth, but it will be through the lineage of David that a greater kinsman redeemer will come into the world. That was and is God's plan for the world, and his redemptive plan for his people. And he provided a picture of this plan through the lives of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. Two devotions ago, we saw the historical perspective of the work of God through Boaz to redeem Naomi and Ruth. But in this devotion, I want us to see this narrative as a stepping stone leading to the greater work of Jesus in redeeming humanity. The book of Ruth is a picture of salvation through Jesus, our kinsman redeemer. The work of Christ must be understood in light of where we came from. We are the creation of God, designed to reflect his glory on the earth, but we also know that not long after the creation of humanity, sin entered into the world through temptation, wicked intentions, and the atrocious actions of our first two ancestors, Adam and Eve. Since then, every human has been sinful. The original sin brought a sin nature into humanity that has been passed on to every generation. This sin nature separates us from God because of his pureness and holiness. He is good. Humanity is not. The only resolution to this relationship is found in God himself. He carried this plan on through Noah, eventually calling out Abraham, and then through Abraham, he grew the family of Israel, and that family became a nation. Through God's direction in the sinful history of the sinful nation of Israel, his son Jesus, who is also in the Trinity of God, took on the form of a human, being born through Mary to become our kinsman. As our kinsman, he did for us what we could not do. He lived a human life, perfectly in accordance with the law of God that we have broken. And when he had completed his ministry and gathered the beginning of his church, he let himself be crucified, killed as an offering and substitute for our sin. In this action, he willingly became our sin for God to destroy. He became the target for God to unleash his wrath on. After absorbing the wrath of God and being placed in the grave for 3 days, his power over death was displayed in his resurrection. He showed himself to many people so that they could be witnesses to others that he is alive. Now he is ascended into heaven to continually work as our high priest, providing atonement or at-one-ment with God for those that trust Jesus as their personal Savior and kinsman redeemer. Now, what does this have to do with Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz? Well, we're all alike. Naomi and Ruth, after Elimelech, Mahlon, and Chilion have all died, the two women return to Bethlehem with nothing. Naomi has Elimelech's land to sell, but even if she could have kept it for herself, there was no way for her and Ruth to work the land by themselves to grow crops. They had no tools, no oxen to plow the ground. There was no money to buy these things. They had no ability to do anything for themselves legally and circumstantially. Therefore, they had no inheritance or standing with God's people and had to rely fully on the kindness of Boaz. This is a picture of depravity. Sin leaves people in a state where we're incapable to do anything for ourselves. Unredeemed people are not a part of God's family and have no inheritance with him. We can't make reparation for the laws that we have broken because we have nothing to redeem ourselves with. No amount of good deeds can undo our wickedness. Therefore, we are unable to do anything for ourselves, legally or circumstantially. We must rely fully on the kindness of our kinsman, Jesus. Boaz willingly took Ruth to be his bride. God used Boaz to sustain Ruth and Naomi. And Ruth came to him asking for redemption from her poverty and widowhood with nothing to offer. That's where the beauty of the story lies, because he chose to take her regardless of her poverty, her nationality, and the fact that they would raise her firstborn child for the sake of someone else. Jesus is willing to take sinful people with nothing to offer and make them his own. He redeems people regardless of nationality and social status. When we turn away from our previous life of sin and trust in the God of Israel as our Savior, as Ruth did. And again, as Randy has pointed out, this book of Ruth stands as a critical turning point in the history of Israel, taking them from a group of tribes led by various judges to become a nation under the rule of King David. But more importantly, it points us to the Savior Jesus, who will rule all nations. And as the relationship between Boaz and Ruth led to a son named Obed, or worship, so will the relationship between Jesus and his bride, his redeemed people, the church, also lead to worship. Well, that's the end of the series. And I hope you have enjoyed it. I pray that the Lord would use it to bless you and demonstrate to you need for salvation in Jesus Christ. If you already have a relationship with Christ, then I pray that it causes you to reflect on the redemption that you have in him, and it helps you to kindle your affection for him. Thanks for joining us.